Jesus, we praise you. Our eyes are on you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, captivate our hearts and our minds. Draw us in, Lord, to you. Take us into the secret place with you. Take us into the place of rest, Lord, in you. Hallelujah. Take us, Lord, above all the noise, all the confusion, all the distractions, all the foolishness of this world, God. And we're praying, God, you take us in to your courts, Lord, the deep places, Lord, of your presence today. We are looking to you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need your presence, Lord. We need your strength. We need your help. We need your wisdom, Lord. We need your guidance. We just need you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you. Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. Jesus, all about you. Jesus, Jesus, we bless you, we praise you, we exalt you, Lord. Be glorified, Lord, in your people. May we honor you today, Lord. Glorify your name in this house. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and look for Jesus. You're the answer, Lord. You're who we need. And we want you, Lord. I want you. In the light of his glory and grace. Well, I feel like I have a word to share this morning, so I'm going to share it, and we'll see how it goes. Lord, I ask for your grace today. I ask that you would anoint me and use me. I know you've anointed me, but Lord, grant me utterance to speak today, Lord. We want to hear from you. So, Lord, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross, that, Lord, you would be seen, you would be heard today. Lord, that you'd open the eyes of our hearts to behold you in this, Lord, to see you as the one who is the truth, the embodiment of truth, Lord. The truth came, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we want to know you, Lord, the living Word. That's what it's all about. It's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not about just gaining more information so we can look smart. But God, we want to know you. That's our prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. And thank you today, Lord, that you're not a respecter of persons. That you want to pour out your Spirit on all flesh and you want people to simply open their hearts and allow you access. See, the Lord, I say it often, but the Lord's not going to kick the door down. When you come to the place where you just want Jesus more than anything else, like the song we used to sing, more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than anything, I need you, Lord. I can't do anything without Him. Amen. Nothing of eternal value. Lord, we don't want to just play grown up. We want to grow up. You know, children play grown up. How many ever played grown up when you were a kid? Little girls putting on the makeup or whatever, you know, and they want to be an adult, right? Well, there's a reason why children want to play grown up. It's because they want to grow up. Because there's something in them that tells them it's healthy for me to grow and develop and become, right, a productive human being and one that can reproduce. And you and I, likewise, in the Spirit, amen, God wants us to grow up to the place where we are bearing fruit. We are reproducing. Amen. And so if we think that we've arrived, well, we're not going to move forward in our walk. And, you know, I've said it often, but if a tree stops growing, it starts to wilt. And so the enemy wants to replace God with other things, lesser things. He wants to choke out your spiritual flame by getting us preoccupied with just worldly things. Are you hearing me? Even cares, worries, fears, riches, pursuit of the American dream. You know, he just wants to get us preoccupied with things that have zero value in eternity. Come on. Nothing wrong with taking care of your family. You should provide. Amen. But how many know that God called us to something higher than just, amen, accumulating things in this world? As Jesus said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he owns, right? So our life is in the Lord now. Amen. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are heavenly citizens now. Amen. So we're living from heaven to earth now. Hallelujah. We're not climbing the ladder to heaven. Amen. Heaven's in our hearts and we're living from heaven. Amen. That place in Him, seated together with Christ in heavenly places. We're in the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's life. That's the abundant life Jesus was talking about. In Galatians 4:1, Paul said this. Think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they what? Grow up. And even though they actually own everything their father had. Now, this is the mystery of our salvation that God reveals, amen, by His Spirit, is that you can be in Christ today, amen, but you can live as a child. And without that desire to grow and to learn and to discover more and more of who He is, because as we discover Him, we discover who we are in Him. Amen. If we don't have a seeking heart, we're not going to find. Amen. So God wants us in a place where we have a hunger and a desire to know Him. Amen. We can learn all about Jesus and yet not really know Jesus. You can learn the Bible, amen, but not know the God of the Bible. Amen. The purpose of the written word is to reveal the living word, and the Holy Spirit reveals the living word to us. His name is Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit will speak of Jesus. He will point to Jesus. Amen. Not to the messenger, but to him who sent the messenger. Amen. So Paul is referring to a child who's too young to assume responsibilities, right? And even privileges of adulthood, right? And it's how we are when we first come to the Lord. We're like babes. Amen. And, you know, the devil would like to keep people in that state of childhood perpetually. All right? He doesn't want you growing up. He doesn't want you learning of who you are in him and who he is in you. Because he knows that once you come to a knowledge of the truth, you'll be free from all of his lies, all of his accusations, all of his tactics, amen, to try to shut you down. God wants you to grow up and bear fruit and have an abundance of fruit, amen? And so we have to have a hunger and a desire, a sensed need, if you will, for the Lord. And so the enemy is looking for ways to distract us away from the most important thing of life, and that is your relationship with your Creator. So children recognize there's value and importance in becoming an adult. That's why they play grown up. Someday I'm going to grow up, you know, and maybe be like my dad. Hopefully you're the kind of dad that your child, amen, will look up to and say, yeah, that's a good model for your life right there. Amen. But there are those, again, who don't want to grow up. You know, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid, right? Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that happens. And, you know, I've said this before, and but if you have to part the mustache to insert the bottle, amen, you're too old. It's time to grow up, amen, to get off the milk and onto the meat, all right? Why? Because you need milk, but you also need the meat, amen? You have to start to introduce meat into a child's diet, amen? Because we need that strength, amen, to grow and to be strong in the Lord. We need the milk of the Word, amen? We need the meat of the Word. And it's the Holy Spirit who reveals who Jesus is to us. We can't know him by simple study alone. Are you hearing me? You've got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit who will reveal Jesus to you. The real Jesus. How many know there are many Jesuses today being presented in pulpits across this nation even? Amen? I don't want just any Jesus. I want to know the real Jesus. The authentic, the real. Amen? But growth takes time. But sometimes we refuse the counsel of the Lord because we come to a place where we're comfortable where we've been. And we don't want to go any further. I can remember as a young man not wanting to assume responsibility. I just like to take the easy path. You know, I work for a boss and well, I'll let him have all the responsibility. You know, and I'll just do my menial task here of making widgets or whatever it was, you know. And yet, in the natural, you know, so often people live below their potential. Come on. So it is in the spirit, we can live below our potential. We have to realize that God has more than what we think we even need. He has more for us. But he's not going to force feed us. You can't make a baby eat. If a baby's not hungry, it's not going to eat. And as you heard it said, if a baby's not eating, you have to ask the question, what's going wrong here? Is my child sick? Why isn't he hungry? Amen. When you get sick, you don't feel like eating often, right? But if we're healthy, spiritually, we'll have a hunger for God, a hunger for the things of the Lord even. So when we're born again, he's talking about coming into Christ, being a newborn, amen. We have everything we need for living a godly life, right? A full, satisfying life, because we become heirs of God through Christ. We're joint heirs with Jesus, the Bible says. But before we were in the Lord, we were slaves, amen. We were slaves to our human nature. You hear people say, well, I'm only human. Well, that's true. But God has given you authority over your humanness in the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Well, I couldn't help it. Yes, you could. You just didn't. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can control what I do and what I say. Amen. But I can only do it by relying upon the power of the Holy Spirit. Because apart from Him, we are weak. Amen. We can do it. We can't do it. So Romans 6:18 talks about our condition as being born of God's Spirit, of coming out of the Adamic nature and into Christ, which is a brand new creation in Him. Amen. A new order altogether. It's not a patch up. It's not an improvement on your old life. When you're born again, you become a new creation. But you still have that Adamic nature. Are you hearing me? That wants to be in charge every day, and you have to decide who's going to be in charge. But now in Christ Jesus, we're set free. Having been set free, you became slaves of righteousness. So we were once slaves, amen, to sin under Adam. When you're born again, God breaks the power of sin in your life, amen, and now you come under His ownership, all right? Under His management. It's that simple. Amen. But we need to grow and we need to learn. Amen. And become like our Father. Amen. Most young men want to be like their dad. They find an example in their dad of what a man is supposed to. So if you're a bad example, often the child will follow suit, right? But we have a perfect Heavenly Father. Amen. And we want to be like our perfect Heavenly Father when we grow up. Amen. And so we have to have that desire in us that I don't want to just play grown up. You see, some people have been good at playing grown up, but they're not grown up. They pretend to be all that when they're really not. Somebody say amen. Amen. I don't want to pretend. I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to become like Jesus. Amen. Because that's the place of fruitfulness, and that's what honors the Father, but glorifies the Father. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. So when we were utterly powerless, amen, God, through His Son Jesus, adopted us as His very own children. And to adopt means to bring someone from another offspring into another family. From one offspring into a different family. Amen. So we came from the line of Adam and we were brought into Christ, into the family of God. And so the Holy Spirit is the evidence that we are God's children. There are people who act like Christians, but they do not have the Spirit. So they're hypocrites. They're only acting out a role. And some people don't even know any different. They just think, I have to act a certain way. Well, you do. Amen. But you have to live a certain way by the power of the Spirit. Amen. It's not about just trying to impress people with how good I am. Amen. You can't just act good. You got to be good. And God makes you good. Amen. You can't bear fruit except that He bears the fruit through your life. He does prune us, doesn't He? So Romans 8:16 says His Spirit joins with our spirit. That's what happens. To what? To affirm that we are God's children. There's a witness, an inner witness of the Spirit. So many Christians, they still live as slaves. Even though they have been liberated from the power of sin in Christ. But often we live as slaves because of unbelief. Because we don't believe what God has said. We don't believe in what God has done. You will act as you believe. Amen. What you believe in your heart will determine how you live your life. So if a person doesn't understand what freedom looks like, they will continue to live as slaves. In other words, you can be set free, but not know you're free. And if you don't know you're free, you'll continue to live as a bound person. God wants us to walk in freedom. He's promised us freedom. He's promised the land, hasn't He, to us? A land that is flowing with milk and honey. Amen? But we have to go in and we have to possess that land. Amen. And that means kick out anything that stands in the way between you, amen, and your promise rest in the Holy Spirit. So God does not want any of his people to be bound, amen, in their thinking. And it begins in the mind, amen, and the way that we think. If we have the wrong thoughts, amen, and we adopt and meditate and think on the wrong things, amen, then we will live out what we believe. So we're being renewed in the spirit of our mind through a revelation of who Christ is and who we are in him. Come on. Realizing that, oh, I've already been set free. Freedom is mine. It's my inheritance. As a child of God, I'm no longer a slave to sin. Amen. But I am a child of God who has been set free, and now I am in my Father's household, and I can live, amen, as a son, as a daughter, because I am no longer a slave, but I'm an heir to the throne, amen, in Christ Jesus. If you believe that you're free, you'll live free. Come on. And the enemy's always saying, you're not free, you've got this, you've got this, you've got that, you've got... And it can keep us bound only in our minds often. That's where the battlefield is, amen? And if we're lending our thoughts to the wrong thinking, amen, that gives the enemy permission, amen, to actually bring about those things that we're believing for. Come on, sometimes we're believing not for good things, but for evil. We can get our eyes off the Lord, amen, and on to everything the enemy's about, everything he's doing. Come on, we need to say in Jesus' name, I am no longer a slave to sin. I have been set free by the power of God, amen. I am a child of God, hallelujah. I'm no longer a slave. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I might have been a timid and shy young man growing up, amen. Naturally, that may be who you are. But in Christ, amen, there is a lion within you. The lion of the tribe of Judah, amen. And God will give you great boldness as you rely upon the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit within you. Hallelujah. So I believe, and I'll receive what I believe. Oh, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you'll see it when you believe it. Oh, I'm depressed. No, I'm free from depression in Jesus' name. I refuse to be depressed. Somebody say amen. I have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's mine. I possess it by faith. In the promise of God, faith in what God said, if it doesn't agree with what God says, it's illegal. It's a thought that has to be taken captive, amen, to the obedience of Christ. And Christ says, as my son, as my daughter, you are free now to live your life for me, amen. And you don't have to worry about that devil. I've already taken care of him. He's placed him where? Under our feet. In Christ Jesus. He's given us authority over that dude. Hallelujah. People don't know they're free. That's the renewing process. So you have to come to a realization that, listen, that was the old way of thinking. I just have to be this way. I just have to live this way. I just have to tolerate this in my life. No, you don't. People who have spent years incarcerated, you know, they find it difficult to adjust to life outside of prison. Why? Because they're so used to living in a controlled environment, right? When to get up, when to go to bed, when to eat, etc. And so people struggle that have been incarcerated for many years. You know that, right? And they come out and they're like, man, I don't even know if I... They're not even comfortable being free now because they were so used to being bound and living in that controlled environment that it's a whole brand new thing for them. Isn't that exactly what happened with Israel? They got so used to living as slaves, amen, and that mentality they had in Egypt that when they came out into the wilderness, they were free. At first it was like, I'm free, and now what? Oh my goodness. this is a strange place. I never knew what freedom was like. And some of them are thinking, we'll go back. Let's go back to the bondage again. It's something at least I'm familiar with. God says, I took you out of there, I mean, to bring you into something better. He took us out of Egypt to bring us into the promise. Amen. He took you out of bondage to bring you into full deliverance, full freedom in Christ. And you and I have been authorized to go in Jesus' name and to enforce the victory He's already won for us. Amen. And not tolerate the devil pushing you around anymore. And you know what? The devil will get it after a while when you resist him and he knows that you're not going to tolerate his lies anymore. You're not going to bow down to the fear and all the things he wants to throw on you. Amen. He's going to realize that I'm wasting my time here, and he's going to move along. But you got to fight. You got to resist. Hallelujah. It's not a continue. You're not fighting all the time, but there are seasons of when you are engaged in battle, and there are times of rest. Come on. But there can be. See, we only need to fight the battles that God authorizes us to fight. We don't put ourselves in the battles. God will put you in the battle, amen, that He wants you to fight. And sometimes the enemy will get us so preoccupied with everything he's doing, amen, that we're not even in the will of God, but we're thinking we're doing a favor for God. Do you get that? We have to be careful, amen, that we're being led of the Spirit in everything we do and everything we say. Amen. Because, yeah, you're going to have some battles to win. Amen. But God will give you the grace that you need when you have that giant come against you. Amen. The grace will always be there. But if you put yourself in a situation that God hasn't authorized you to be in, well, don't expect His grace to be there. Yeah. So we have to know what God is saying. And do only what He's telling us to do. That's what Jesus did. You know, Jesus could have fought all kinds of battles. He could have been occupied with all kinds of business, even for God, for the Father. But he didn't. He only did what the Father showed him to do, right? Yeah. And that's what we want to learn, amen, is how to walk in the Spirit. And even if there's a battle, you still have peace in the midst of it. It's a supernatural peace. Amen. You're not supposed to be tormented in your mind. Amen. If the enemy is tormenting you in your mind, you just take authority over that. It's illegal. They were in bondage. Israel was in bondage for 430 years. You think about that. Generations and generations grown up in that. And no, and they knew nothing about what it meant to be free. Why? Because their life was not their own. And that's the way it was for us once. Amen. When we weren't in Christ, the devil owned us. He took us captive at His will, didn't He? But once you come into Christ, I mean, you've been free. Hallelujah. You've been set free from that dude and from the power of sin. Amen? But He wants to try to convince you that you're not free. See, Pharaoh didn't let the Israelites go very easily, did he? Well, we'll go outside the camp for a bit here, but don't go too far away. No, God said full freedom. Full deliverance. We're not going to be tethered to anything you have. Amen. When God calls you into freedom, He wants you into complete freedom. That means you have to break all ties to the wicked one, all ties to the world, to the flesh and the devil, and the things that you used to be involved with. Amen. You need to put those things to death. Amen. Because those tethers sometimes will just keep you, right, bogged down so you can't move. But God says, cut the ties to the past, forgetting those things which are behind. It's time to move on. It's a new beginning, a new day. You're a new creation in Christ. Amen. Every day is a new day. Every day is a gift. Amen. From God for us to live in the freedom that He purchased for us at the cross. It's available to us today. But you can only receive that which you truly believe. So that's where faith comes in, because this is a walk of faith. I'm believing what God said. And if it doesn't agree with what God said, it's an illegal thought. I don't entertain it anymore. Come on. I have righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And the devil says, no, you're depressed. You're miserable. Who are you going to listen to? You need to declare it even. Speak it, amen, over your life. The word of your testimony. Hallelujah, you overcome that dude, right? The devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Right? I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. See, what Satan wants to do is he wants to keep people ignorant to their true identity. Amen? Because if he can keep people from knowing what is true, they'll continue to live according to a lie. So he's going to do everything he can to keep you out of the Word. Amen? Coming to a knowledge of the truth through the Word and the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he knows in the areas where we are ignorant of the truth, he can continue to operate. He hates the truth. Amen? So he's going to try to keep you from receiving the truth. That's why he causes disruptions even during church services. Amen? When there's a message that somebody needs to hear, he'll try to get a hold of somebody to cause a disruption. So they'll miss that. That's how he works. So we got to take those thoughts captive too. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to use us to be a distraction and somehow, you know, prevent my brother or sister of receiving what they need to hear from the Lord. So we may be forgiven and the power of sin broken in our lives, but if the enemy can keep us from believing this truth, he can prevent us from living out the will of God for our lives. That makes sense? So if the enemy can keep us from believing the truth, he can prevent us from living out God's will. Some people are always waiting for that golden moment when they're going to be perfected enough to then be able to serve the Lord. Ain't going to happen. Bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you're at right now. Amen. God is working. He's doing a work. He just wants you to start using what you already have, what you've already been entrusted with. Amen. Be faithful stewards over that investment of His anointing in your life and those gifts in your life. Amen. Give them back to Jesus. Love Jesus back with the things He's entrusted to you. Amen. And as you're faithful in those things, God will develop you in your gifting. How many know you, most people, they have a gift, but they have to hone it. You have to develop that gift. You have to practice. Amen. In order to learn guitar, amen, you just got to practice. You may have the ability, you may have the gift, but you still have to hone it. You know, a child of royalty is an heir at birth. If you're born in royalty, you're already an heir. When we're born again, we become royal children, don't we? A royal priesthood. We're born into royalty. We're a child of God now. But this child must be trained in the disciplines of kingdom living. So they're taught to walk a certain way, talk a certain way, think a certain way, and speak a certain way. Yeah. Princes, right? Princesses, they're trained. They're representing the throne. Come on. So they have to go through the disciplines. Now, they're born into that kingdom, amen? And as a result, they are an heir to the throne. But they're still children. So they're not going to be entrusted, amen, with the responsibility of being a king or a queen until they do what? Grow up. And they learn the disciplines of the kingdom. Come on. This is the same thing in the spirit realm. God wants us to grow up and learn the disciplines of the kingdom. Amen. And we have to be instructed in righteousness. We have to be instructed in the way that we should walk. Amen. We should learn how to speak properly. We need to know how, amen, to control our mouths. Come on, somebody. Because you're representing the kingdom. We have to be quick to listen, slow to speak. These are disciplines, amen, as a child of God. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to be in the Word. We need to witness. We need to be involved in the things, the assignments that God gives us on a daily basis. Even as children growing up, children are given responsibilities according to their age level. Amen? And so you should be teaching your child, amen. It's John, you're 10 years old now, it's time to get off a nipple, amen. Right? You're too old. Do you get it? We need to get to the place where we're like, I don't have to depend on everybody else. I'm learning how to lean on Jesus now. I'm learning how to hear, recognize His voice so I can do what He's doing and I can speak what He's speaking. Amen. And so you can't get to know somebody and you won't recognize their voice unless you spend some time with them. If you're not spending time with the Lord in prayer and in the Word, come on, you're not going to develop an understanding of His voice when He's speaking to you during your day. Come on. Well, was that me or was that the Lord? Well, if you're acquainted with the Lord, you'll know the difference. And that's part of our training, because sometimes we think we're hearing from God, but it's actually us. Amen? And what we want to do is grow up and to the point where we recognize and know the voice of Jesus. Amen. For my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, He said. So we want to know the voice of the Lord. Amen. So that we can sort out what is fleshly, what is demonic, and what is actually the Lord. Because we need to make decisions, don't we, every day? And we need the direction of the Lord. So Romans 6:17 says, but God be thanked. And I love this. I know this. Though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. What did he say? God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin. Again, when we come to the Lord, amen, we become an heir. When we're born again, we're an heir to the throne. Amen. But because we have been enslaved to sin and Satan, amen, we still have a lot of those mindsets from the world. This is the renewal process where God is starting to cleanse and sanctify and, you know, purge us of those old ways and those old ways of thinking. Amen. So our thoughts are in alignment with what is true. And when your thoughts are in alignment with what is true, then you will live the truth. You cannot live the truth until you know the truth. You cannot live free until you know the truth. And the truth says, in Christ, I am no longer a slave to sin. I was a slave to sin, but it says you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. What form of doctrine? Well, the doctrine of His grace. It's by God's grace that we're liberated. It's not by me trying harder. It's by me believing what God said, putting my faith in His word. Do you see it? Believing is seeing in the kingdom. God wants to bring man into sonship. And so Jesus paid the price for our redemption at the cross. Amen. So again, you can be a free person in Christ, but live as a slave if you don't know what is freely given to you in Christ. If you don't know what your inheritance is. If you don't know what God has promised you as a son and as a daughter, amen, then you'll continue to live like a slave. What does God want to do with this church? He wants to break us out of a slave mentality. I hate when I hear people say, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. Amen. Yeah. Old things have passed away. But even though you're free and you're a new creation, your mind is telling you something else. Do you get it? So we don't adopt that old thinking that I'm just a sinner and therefore I have to sin. No, I have a sin nature. Amen. But that sin nature has been crushed, a death blow by the Spirit of God. The blood of Jesus has canceled the assignments. Amen. Of the sin nature in my life. Therefore, because I am a free person, amen, I do not have to give myself over to sin. Amen. I will not allow sin to reign in this body because this body belongs to the Lord. Amen. And God gives me His Holy Spirit, amen, the power that I need to control what I do in my thinking and in my actions. Why? Because I'm relying upon Him and not myself. So we've got to overcome the old ways of thinking. We call them strongholds, right? And, well, some people have grown up being criticized, put down, told they're ugly, told they're stupid. Come on, told you're this or you're that. You're not really a boy, you're a girl, whatever it might be. Come on, people are they're growing up and they're being told these things. Amen? And the devil talks to people. Amen? He'll use other kids on the playground to pick on you and to say things. Amen? Hopefully that you'll start to catch a hold of those thoughts. And you'll start to adopt them as your very own. And what you think determines how you live your life. And then you start to actually act out the lie. Is that making sense? So if I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, amen, I'm not a loser. I'm not stupid. I'm not ugly. I'm royalty in Christ Jesus. Amen. All the thoughts, all the accusations of the wicked one, amen, we just cancel those out because that's not who I am. I don't receive that. I don't receive that identity as I'm just a drug addict. I'm just an alcoholic, and that's all I'll ever be, just an alcoholic. I stand up and say, I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm a free man in Christ Jesus, amen. I once was bound by alcohol, but now I've been set free, amen. It's no longer my master. I'm under new ownership. Hallelujah. Whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. And that's what people need to know is don't keep rehearsing that thing and saying that's who you are. If you're in Christ, that's not who you are. You see, it's a matter of what you believe, where your faith lies. Does your faith lie in God and His Word and the truth? Or are you putting your faith in the accusation? Or are you putting your faith in the lie of the enemy? Come on. And again, we see the example of this in Israel. Even though they were free, they still lived bound. I've used this illustration, but you know, at prayer Friday night, God told me to speak on this. And He just basically said, it was during prayer, He said, no longer slaves. Now we know there's a song, but it just came just like that, no longer slaves. So I knew where we were going today. You put a dog in a kennel. Amen. And some people have left dogs on a short chain for all their life. Horrible, right? Or in this kennel. Amen. And maybe that dog has tried to get out a few times. Chew his way out. Couldn't get out. After a while, he quit. And he just submitted to the fact that I'm just a prisoner in this cage. You get it? And the enemy wants to defeat us in our minds and try to convince us that even though now the door, come on, to the prison is open, he just wants you to sit in that kennel. He wants you to sit in that bondage. Are you hearing me? The door has already been opened. You just need to walk into your freedom. You need to walk out of what was into what is now your inheritance in the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly, life to the full. Hallelujah. A full and satisfying life in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In the will and the purpose of God. Amen. But the enemy says, oh, you're just too rotten. You're too sinful. And he tries to label you, oh, you're just a sinner. And therefore, you'll never qualify to be a servant of the Lord. That's for certain people. That's for evangelists and pastors and apostles. But you're just a person that just is struggling all your life just to learn a little bit more, maybe get by in life a little bit. No, God says, I want you completely free. Amen. I want you moving in your authority. I want you to understand who you are in me and who I am in you. Amen. And step out in faith in God, amen, and He will work wonders through individuals like you and I, amen. Just like Elijah, it says he was just a natural guy, just a regular guy, but Elijah prayed fervently, amen, that it would not rain, and it did not rain. And then he prayed again fervently, and all of a sudden, guess what? It started to rain. That means that if Elijah can do it, I can do it too. That's what he's saying. But if you don't believe it, you won't receive it. But you will receive what you believe. And we've got to train our minds to think. And then God's thoughts. What does God say? What are His promises? Amen. That's what I hold on to. That's what I declare over my life. Amen. And I'm not listening to that other voice that tells me, oh, you're just not good enough. Guess what? God makes me good enough. God makes me acceptable. Jesus makes me righteous. Come on. And because of His righteousness, I can now live a righteous life. Because if you believe you're righteous, you will live righteously.
Amen.
Well, I'm just a sinner. Stop it. Do you sin? Yes. But that doesn't mean that's who you are by identity. That just means you yielded in your flesh. Amen. And you were tempted and you yielded to it. Amen. But that doesn't make you by identity a sinner any longer. You're now a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're a joint heir to the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. And greater is the one that's in you than the one that's in the world. Hallelujah. So I can live a life that pleases God. I can live righteously. I can live holy. Why? God enables me to. Because God told me I am holy in Him. Do you see it? It's what you believe. And the devil says, you're rotten. No, I'm holy. I'm a priest. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. Amen? I'm His people now. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. The devil's a liar. He's a thief. Don't let them lie to you anymore. We need to be strong and we need to listen to the voice of the Lord. You see, God wants to bring you and I into a place of blessing that we've never known before. But it will not happen as long as we think like slaves. We've got to overcome that thinking. God was teaching Israel how to recognize His voice. How to be led by His Spirit. That's what the wilderness was all about. We're learning His voice through the things that we have to deal with in life. And then we hear the voice of the Lord. He'll give us an instruction. And He'll say, this is the way. Walk in it. Phew. So the devil doesn't want you to know what is true. He doesn't want. Why? Because he doesn't want to lose his control over you. If you're in Christ today, you are already free. You enforce that freedom in your life. You accept that because that is what is true. Anything that does not agree with that is a lie. I am not bound by the devil. I am a child of God and I am free in Christ Jesus. Whomsoever the Son sets free is free indeed. Believe and you will see the glory of God. Believe and you'll receive. From the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Once you get your thoughts in agreement with the truth, then the enemy no longer can camp out. Come on. His legal power is broken. Are you hearing me? It's already been broken in Christ. But if he can get us to believe the lie, then we'll give him permission to abide. Does that make sense? So we don't want to agree with hell, agree with the devil, amen, and give him any permission. So we need to take those thoughts captive. If we will control by the Holy Spirit, amen, and the Word of God, our thought life, amen, then the enemy will have no place in you, no place to operate. He can only operate in the areas of ignorance. He can only operate in the places of darkness. Amen. In the areas where we lack the knowledge of the truth, He can only operate there. But now the truth has been told, amen, that I'm no longer a slave to sin. Amen. That power has been broken in my life. I can live a life that is honorable to the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit.